Welcome to the Money Barista Podcast in the virtual cafe where coffee meets money. This is your host, Kerry Zarb, the Money Barista, and together with Kim White, we bring you weekly episodes to talk about the beans in your business. How would you like to be in control of your business finances? Step inside the virtual cafe with us for these combos where we share our experience with you. So what are we waiting for? Come on, let's go. It's coffee time. Welcome back, Kim.
Hey, Kerry.
Well, Kim, we're normally quite excited to be here, and I think we need to be pretty upfront and honest straight out of the gate today. However, having said that, we are always excited to be here, and we are always excited for the episode. However, this one's not one that we saw coming, is it?
I did not, Kerry. I did not.
So, Kim, shall we explain to our amazing listeners what has happened and transpired in the last, let's see, is it been 6 weeks around about?
Probably 6 weeks or a couple months, like shortly, not too long, but long enough.
Yeah, exactly. So Kerry might have had a few changes on her side, which has forced me to put my skates and cape on in my client land here in Australia, which I am loving at the same time. However, what that has actually meant is that when you say yes to one thing, you got to say no to something else. It's that normal entrepreneur challenge that we all face of we want to do all the things all the time. And sometimes it just doesn't quite squeeze into the calendar, Kim. Would you agree?
I totally agree, Kerry. Totally agree. And just to be totally transparent about it, like we did our best the whole time we've been doing the podcast to bank up a few episodes so that we would have a little bit of a runway. So it kind of feels awkward recording this one after saying how much we love it, because we do love it. Like that's not part of the problem. Problem is there's just not, 5,000 hours every day. That's really the problem.
Hey, if you guys want to give us a gift of time, we will take it and we will come on. However, Kim, I don't want to leave our listener hanging, because I've had to make a bit of an executive decision, which actually entails this podcast going on pause for the moment. And I hope to be back in the near future, but I can't even predict when that's going to be. I do not want to overpromise and underdeliver, and I don't have a crystal ball. So I literally cannot tell anyone right now when I will be back on the podcast. And as I thoroughly enjoyed, the new version of this podcast, the Money Barista, TMB as we call it, like all of the things that we've done together, Kim, you and I. However, I just don't know. I don't know when I can come back. Got no prediction at this point in time. However, I do want it to come back. It's just a matter of when and how and all the pieces of the puzzle coming together. And again, it's that yes versus no. Like when I do get, some time available and can do it, I will. I just don't know when that is.
Well, and let me just say to our amazing listeners, Kerry, that you have done so much in the last year in particular. You've published a book. You've gone over 400 podcast episodes total. You maybe even be getting close to 500. I've lost count. Like, you've rescued clients. You've put your cape on multiple times to sail in and fix things. And, like, your client roster is packed. There's just so many things that, while we might mention some of those things as we go along, I want everyone listening today for this, announcement, that they remember those things. Like, we have to be reminded sometimes we're human and that we can't do everything, even though we want to. And when it comes down to picking you being okay, Kerry, and you having time to literally take care of yourself or us doing this podcast, I think you've definitely made the right choice, because it's hard to like pick and choose. And we've had so much fun along the way. We've had a long time of getting to play together, and it's been, and I'll be honest, Kerry, I'm gonna say it out loud. I am seriously grieving over the time that we have spent together, and now that's down to, I would say, a tenth or less of the time we've spent together for the last 3+ years. So y'all out there listening, you're not going to be the only one sad this, you know, during the next little bit, because it does make me sad and it makes me proud of you. Like, both at the same time, because I'm proud of you for taking care of your clients and I'm proud of you for making hard decisions. We all as business owners have to come to a place of making hard decisions. And I'm proud of you for making it and then coming and allowing everyone to hear. And not just doing what almost everyone I know, they just ghost everybody and leave everybody dropped off. And I'm thankful, Carrie, you have not done that. You have chosen to come and like tell everybody it's paused. There are 200 plus episodes just on the Money Barista podcast. Y'all can go back and listen to all the iterations, like binge it all, because if you're like me and you're gonna miss Carrie, go back and listen, so at least you can get a dose of Carrie from all those podcast episodes.
Well, Kim, on the back of all of that, I don't even know where to start, because that was like, thank you, so amazing. However, you've been by my side this entire time, like not necessarily since I started podcasting, but shortly after you and I met and we joined forces and became our, we call ourselves Partners in Change. And we don't consider that stopping. However, we are spending less time together. And I want to publicly say thank you to you, Kim, because I would not be here without your support and your persistence and all the things behind the scenes to keep me going. But also on the side of this podcast and coming and making this announcement was driven by you as well. Not that I didn't want to, but you really had a crowbar up my ass going, we need to do this. We're running out of time. We've got 48 hours to go. And Carrie's gone, shit. Like literally, if you read our messages, you would completely understand. There was many shits in there and many like, oh my God. Like, I'm running, wait, I'll be there in a minute. Like, and only because, not because I don't want to be here and not make this announcement, but it is such a serious squeeze on the calendar, hence why we're going on pause. And, but none of it's because of want to, none of it's because of I don't love you guys anymore, especially you, Kim. Like, we are still Partners in Change. We will still continue our little messages and staying in touch with each other. But I just don't have any time. There's no time left. And everything's being squeezed. But I do want to say as well that I am having an absolute blast with my clients and I'm thoroughly enjoying all the challenges that are coming my way. However, it's a season, it's a period of time that things will slow down and change and evolve and shift and do all the things. So you ain't seen the last of me yet, Kim, let me say that.
I'm gonna hold you to that, Carrie Czar. That's right.
Be getting messages going, and when are you coming back and what's happening and what are you doing? And I'll be like,
Well, here's the thing. When you come this far and then you just stop instead of pause, and you're the one that taught me the word pause. When you just stop, what a waste of influence it can be, because you've done all of this influencing for all this time. And I think that that's an important thing to say, Carrie, is not only do I love you dearly, but I look around and I think our whole community loves you dearly. And all the people who listen to the podcast learn from you and need you. And I want to make it clear, because I don't want anybody listening to think they're not measuring up to who you've got the cape on for. I just want to say that out loud, that Carrie is trying to reassure everybody she's okay. And it's not that she's saying she likes someone else and better than you listening. So I want to say that out loud just to make sure that that's clear. That's not what Carrie's saying.
Not at all.
It is a matter of, you know, business is business, and we have to remember that. That's what we've talked about for how long, Carrie? Business forces you really to make some hard decisions over time. And one of, like, my lifetime is what I call him. He is the one that said that when you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. And it's just the truth. But I think you are doing what you need to do right now. And it is a season. I just don't want anybody to hear that in the wrong way, because I want this to be paused on such a great note that everybody that comes to this last episode for now, they understand, go back and listen to the other ones, because it's still all great. Like great topics and great information and lots of people that you've had on, Carrie. So I'm very proud of you, and I just want to keep framing it in the way it needs to be framed so that it doesn't sound bad to the listener, because that's not what we need to be here for.
No, exactly. Thank you, Kim, for putting that so well and unpacking that further, because it is not the case. I'm not here to drop anybody off. I'm not here to leave anybody behind. And I want to be supporting everybody on their financial journey. However, at this point in time, again, I just don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. So I'd rather be upfront and honest about it. But it doesn't mean it's not important to me, Kim. It is still just as important as it used to be for all those that have tuned in, supported, you know, got me on your little podcatcher channel and you're listening every single week. Here with Kim and I in the virtual cafe. And the virtual cafe is still here, Kim. I ain't packing this stuff up, by the way. However, I had to raise everything up, Kim, because it is so messy back there. It is just not even for human consumption. So, but thank you, Kim. I think this has been a beautiful way to unpack, unravel, and certainly explain what, why, when, how, all the pieces of this season. And I'm really glad that we had this opportunity, Kim.
Carrie, and I love you, Karen, and I wish you and your clients the very, very best. But I am going to say it will take me a little while, because Carrie, I'm grieving over like just the lost time we will get to spend together. We, like you said, we'll still be together, just not like we were. So I appreciate you so much, and I appreciate you listening, being here with you.
Yep. And I love you too, Kim. And I'm dreadfully missing our time together at the moment, because it is a change. I think if I wasn't so busy, I'd be on the floor in the fetal position, rocking and crying and doing all the things. I don't have time for that. But I'm sure when I do have to take a breath, and when it does happen, I'm like, oh, what's Kim doing? Oh, she's sleeping. Damn. Okay. Time zones, all the things. Well, Kim, I cannot say I will see you next week, but we know we're still in each other's lives. And for those that are listening, we're still in your lives, because like Kim said, go back and binge previous episodes. There's plenty of good stuff there. And I hope to be coming back to the microphone in the near future. That is
my hope too, Carrie. You're too good at podcasting to stop now. Love you, Carrie.
Well, thanks for being here, Kim. Love you too. Bye, everybody.